You're listening to the Thomas Talks Podcast.
Welcome to the Thomas Talks Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything school buses. I'm your host, Tom Zelke from Daimler Trucks North America. And joining me here is Mr. Jed Ruth, Vice President of Sales, Service, and Marketing for Thomas Built Buses, and Mr. Mark Childers, Powertrain and Technology Sales Manager at Thomas Built Buses, and Brandon Wakeling, Account Manager for School Buses at Hoekstra Transportation. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about real-world performance of the Detroit diesel engines. We'll dive into fuel economy and regen improvements, maintenance, and even touch on total cost of ownership. So let's get started. So it's been a while since we've introduced the new Detroit engines, and we haven't heard much about these recently. What has been going on the past few months? Anything new you'd like to share with our listeners?
I can take that, Tom. So we've had about 6,500 engines built, and we do keep data on the set, and we don't really start until they get some mileage on them. So I've got some things here just to kind of look at. We've got about 2,300 units that have run enough miles for us to accumulate data. And so from that data set, they've all at least 8,000 miles. I should have backed up and said that. So a lot of maturity. We're going to go in this podcast, we'll go through what that's meant as far as regen and fuel economy, but a good strong data set. And in the truck world, over 34,000 units. So it's an engine with a lot of miles, a lot of units. And we really are starting to learn a lot about that engine.
Let me switch over and talk to Brandon for a second. Many of your customers have chosen school buses equipped with these Detroit engines. Can you give us a quick overview on what these customers are saying?
Sure. We've sold probably 650 or more of these engines in the state of Michigan so far. One of our largest customers is a large contractor, and they've had great success with this thing. And all the fleets that so far have transitioned over to the Detroit engine have seen really, really great improvements in fuel economy. They've seen really great improvements in maintenance costs. So far, everything has run exactly what we expected to see. Coming from the Detroit world, everything that I've ever seen with that company, they've done a really good job, and they have not disappointed here either. So far, all of our customers have been extremely satisfied with what they've purchased.
So why are they choosing Detroit clean diesel engines over alternative fuels or even gasoline?
So the fuel economy is probably one of the biggest ones. So when you start looking at the total cost of ownership and the budgets that these school districts are operating on, especially with the rising fuel costs, the savings that they're seeing in fuel and regen downtime, it's really been beneficial for them. So the regen strategies on these Detroit engines is so much better than other platforms that have been released in previously. They're just not seeing the downtime and the maintenance costs that they've been seeing with other products in the past.
And Brandon, finally, what have your customers, technicians, and drivers been saying about these engines?
So the technicians, from their point of view, they're really starting to get into using a virtual technician system, and it's really been helping them identify issues before major issues happen, and they've also been able to kind of monitor and manage their fleet better. The drivers have really been happy with the performance. We had a few drivers that were very skeptical of the four-cylinder engine and the C2. Compared to the six-cylinder that they were used to. And after they started driving it a little bit, they realized that there's no really performance advantage of a six-cylinder over a four-cylinder. The acceleration's about the same. They have no complaints of power, no issues with that. But the major thing we've been seeing from kind of everybody in the business is the fact that they haven't been seeing the downtime that they've seen with previous products. The downtime is really critical for these guys, and having to throw a driver in a spare bus is not necessarily the best option, especially when you've got special needs students and things like that. So everything that we've been seeing has really been an improvement for the entire transportation department.
Brandon, you touched on regens. Mark or Jed, can you share a bit more about what we're seeing in terms of real-world regen performance?
Yeah, so regens are have been the Achilles heel of our application since 2007 when we introduced particulate filters. And so I think it's really important to differentiate between the types. So there's a, what we'll call a parked regen, which, you know, requires intervention. And there's a driving regen, which is just happening as the unit's going down the road. And I think that is the real difference maker with this engine from a just a pleasantness of use standpoint for a technician. We're seeing really some fantastic numbers. And I'll give you the best of the best. So in that data set that we talked about before, and I've got the number right here, we've got a bus in Brandon's territory that's driven 53,947 miles and has yet to have a parked regen, so zero. It's experienced 68 driving regens, but that is a non-event because it's happening as it goes down the road. If you take that data set of units with 8,000 miles, 43% of those have yet to have a parked regen. And then 28% more have had only one or two parked regens. So you take that together, over 70% of that mature data set has had two or less parked regens. So just a real, real difference maker with this engine. Something that used to be the Achilles heel is now pretty much a non-issue with the DB5. So something we're just really, really pleased about.
So Tom, I'd add to what Jed said there too about that. It has been the Achilles heel of the industry. And Detroit with this new engine really introduced, they really went after this whole issue of regens. And it was something that they designed into this DD5 and the DD8 engine to really tackle that and to reduce that cost. You think about a customer of ours who has to, you know, either do a parked regen, it's just downtime in terms of their organization and the way they dispatch drivers and they dispatch buses on routes. It's an interruption. It disrupts their day-to-day operations. And so, as Jed said, there's other tangible benefits, not just in terms of, you know, the regen itself, but operationally, it really benefits our customers when they know they don't have to go out there and there's not going to be a parked regen. They don't have to set aside a bus. They don't have to pull a spare bus over to substitute because a vehicle is requiring a regen. So operationally, there's a lot of benefits, you know, in the tangibles for our customers when they don't have to regen. And so a lot of our customers are very pleased with that side benefit of this new technology on the DD5 and DD8.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Brandon, this is back to you. I'd like to ask you specifically about your customers and what they're seeing with the regen improvements in their fleets. I know Jed talked about this, but maybe you can expand on it a bit more.
Sure. That's one of the big topics that we always come across with customers with diesel when we're comparing other power engine platforms. And really what we try to do is we try to look at their current products and diesel customers. We have the opportunity to be able to go back and pull historical data from these engines and determine what was their past engine regen strategies and how often were they doing them. And we can do the same with the mature mild buses that are using the DD5. And what we have seen is, I mean, it's about a 10 times more regen quantity with the previous platform. So just for example, I've got a couple of customers up here they've transitioned to 100% Detroit, and they do still have a couple of previous engine platforms in their fleet. And typically we're seeing around 350 miles per regen, whether it's parked or driving with the previous platform. And it's about 3,500 miles or more with the Detroit platform. And for these guys, it's phenomenal. So whether it's parked or driving regen, they're still burning extra fuel. And anytime we can save fuel and save that necessity of a regen, it really, really helps those guys out. And really the major improvement that we've seen is when people put these buses out and just let them idle. Of course, we never want them to just idle for a long period of time for no reason. But with the cam phasing system that the DD5 and the DD8 have, it's really helping keep that exhaust temperature up without having to inject additional fuel. So I think that's one of the biggest advantages that we have. So they can go out in these cold ambients that we have in the wintertime, start the bus up and let it run and build cabin heat, but not necessarily build up a lot of soot and hydrocarbon in the after treatment.
Great. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that. Let's just switch gears a little bit and talk about fuel economy. What are the fuel economy improvements that most fleets are seeing, and could most customers expect to see this sort of savings in their own fleets?
So Tom, I'll take that fuel economy question. And, you know, one of the biggest benefits of this DD5, DD8 is the technology, as Brandon said, around, you know, just the four-cylinder engine. There was a little bit of apprehension in the marketplace, but the four-cylinder and the design of that engine platform really goes after fuel economy and regens, as I said earlier about the regens. We see our customers very pleased with the way that engine is performing on the fuel economy side. As Jed said earlier, you know, that data set shows us some very strong driving fuel economy and also total fuel economy. And when you have to calculate those two, one of the biggest factors, as Brandon just mentioned, was there is idling for any school bus. In our duty cycle for the school bus, idling is probably the biggest area where fuel economy is impacted by a vehicle. And so, as Brandon mentioned earlier, we have through our virtual technician software on our Detroit engines, we have the availability to look at that data and really kind of coach our customers on how to improve fuel economy from everything from driver improvements on driving the vehicle to idling. And what we see is that in our industry, you know, it's probably right around that 36% of the time that a school bus idles. And you think about that. That bus is sitting either at the bus yard in the morning, going through a pre-check for the driver, or they're sitting maybe at a school loading and unloading. And in some cases, especially on the special needs vehicles, there are certain requirements for vehicles to have, you know, HVAC systems operating when a driver is unloading or unloading special needs students. So we use the technology that we have with virtual technician. We use the data sets that we are able to grab and to help coach our customers on fuel economy. So today, I mean, when you think about that whole idling, as we coach our customers, like a 1% improvement in fuel economy is significant savings for them. When you think about the cost of diesel, you also bring in the other cost of just maintenance that it's associated with a bus that's idling and the vehicle, as well as DEF fluids and things like that. So, you know, when you see that type of improvement, just a 1% change in a fuel economy can save thousands of dollars over the life of a vehicle for a customer. And so we really try to use the data sets, as Jed mentioned, and the technology to equip our customers to look at that and to see where they can save additional fuel.
And in that data set, in the total we've seen for the ones with enough miles is right around 9.45% of the driving fuel economy. So that's taking idle out. About 8.3 miles to the gallon for when you consider idle in there. And that's, if you do the math, there's that 36% Mark was talking about. And it's hard, fuel economy is tough on a school bus because routes aren't the same. So that's why we don't publish a number like you see on a car. But as we've done testing, we're pretty confident that that engine is 10 to 15% better on fuel economy than like diesel engines, and much, much better than gasoline or propane, as much as 60, 70% better than gasoline or propane fuel economy. So it's part of that, certainly the characteristics of the fuel, but a lot of it's the characteristics of the engine and the technology that Detroit's driven into it. Brandon, you want to say anything about your customers with fuel economy?
Sure. Our customers are, a lot of them are very show me customers. So you can tell them until you're blue in the face how far superior this engine is to other platforms. But it makes it really easy when we can pull a DDAC report or a competitive report from fuel economy, or just looking at their pump data. And you can actually show them on paper exactly what they can expect to see. And so far, the customers that we showed before they purchased, since they've been running these things for a year or two, we show them the data again, and it's exactly what we showed them before they purchased. And it's exactly like you said, we're seeing about 10 to 15% improvement which is equates to between 1 to sometimes as high as 3 miles per gallon improvement over equal buses in their fleet. So they'll have a 77 passenger with a competitive engine and then a 77 passenger with a Detroit. And if we put side by side route data, these routes are very similar because the fleet's the same. So the characteristics of the route are the same. You compare the information, and we're seeing between 1 to 3 miles per gallon improvement in a typical bus. We're seeing a huge improvement in the special needs buses. It's probably closer to the 3 miles per gallon. The regen strategies and the cam phasing is really helping reduce the number of regens in buses that have to sit and idle while they're loading and unloading, as you mentioned earlier. So we're seeing huge improvements in all aspects of this engine compared to other products. And gasoline's another topic that we always get faced with. These things are so much better than gasoline or propane. It's out of the ballpark. It's like Jed said, 60% or better improvement in fuel economy.
That's great. Thanks, Brandon. And this is my final question, but it kind of ties back to Brandon and some of the stuff you were already talking about, but maybe you could expand a bit more. And let's talk about cost savings and how these improved regens and fuel economy affect fleet budgets. Could you go there and talk about those budgets and overall how that affects that?
Certainly. Yeah, there's something to be said when fuel was, you know, under $1 a gallon a year ago, 2 years ago, when fuel was really cheap, there was people saying, well, gas is almost free. We don't really care at this point. Fuel economy doesn't matter to us. We just want the low maintenance cost. We want the cheap solution. So they would consider using an alternate fuel, whether it's gasoline or propane. And now that fuel is, you know, $4 a gallon and gasoline's the same, it makes a huge difference in their overall budget. So they if they were planning on that dollar a gallon lasting for the rest of their career, that was a big mistake on their part. But the other side of that is also the maintenance and the component costs. I have heard in the recent past that we've got some gasoline buses that have been running up here for the last 3 years that are now experiencing significant repair costs. And these are non-warrantable repairs that, you know, the corrosion we see in this state is just out of control. And some of the things you're seeing on these gasoline engines with the exhaust systems and exhaust manifolds and things like that, they're seeing these unexpected cost increases to their budget. And with the diesel platform, we haven't seen that. The exhaust system is much more robust. These things will last just as long as a school bus will, without any major type of maintenance. You might have a DPF cleaning or replacement at some point if the thing sees a lot of mileage, but probably not. It'll probably last just as long as the bus does. So these customers are kind of being blindsided that made the decision to go with an alternative option previously. And I think some of them are starting to regret it. Some of them are still on the fence, but I think in the long run, if you look at the data, you look at what's available out there with fuel economy, with fuel cost increases, with the extended maintenance intervals on the DD5, you put all these things into factual numbers and you put them on a sheet of paper, you can slide it across the desk to a customer and say with 100% confidence, you are saving X number of dollars a month or a year by using this specific engine platform. And it's made it easier to get the point across when we can actually show them this information instead of hypothetically, which was when we first launched, it's kind of where we were. We knew how they were operating in the truck world, but we didn't have any experience in a school bus. But now that we've got these things on the road for a couple of years in major fleets that are running big miles, especially around here, I think we've got more of them in the state than any other state in the country. So we've got some really good data to share with customers, and it's eye-opening to them when they see the cost savings they can expect.
Yeah, not much to add to that from our side. Just, you know, reduce manual regens, reduce DEF usage, reduce fuel usage, increased uptime. I mean, the guys listening to this podcast are going to know that adds up to savings for them. So thanks, Brandon.
Absolutely. Jed, thank you so much, Brandon, Mark, and I want to thank you guys for being here. Before we wrap, I want to really do some closing comments. And Mark, we'll start with you.
So, yeah, thanks for this, Tom. And thanks for hosting our podcast. We're excited what and how this Detroit is performing. You know, several years ago, we had this opportunity to bring the Detroit into our Thomas family. And we had lots of interest and we were able to take customers to the Detroit factory in Detroit and see just with the technology that was been put into this engine block, into this engine to variable cam phasing, everything that came into this, the engineering design, the thoughtful, purposeful design of this engine is amazing. And we were very excited to see today and to share these numbers on this podcast. This is the real world. This is the performance of this DD5 and the DD8 engine. Our customers are very pleased, as Brandon said, and we are continue to be very excited about this engine in our customers' hands and just the way it's going to deliver lower cost savings and uptime for our customers.
Yeah, I think I would just close with saying that there's a lot of buzz in the industry about other things, about EV, about other technologies, but this still is the core of the industry. This engine is going to be around a while. It is, in my opinion, the bridge that gets us to increased EV usage, and it's going to be here. And so we're proud of it, and the numbers show it, and we think it's just the solution for a majority of our customers.
Great. Thanks, Jed. And Brandon is our special guest today. We'll end with you.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on here today, first off, but I will agree with everything that you guys said there. This is the bridge. This is our, from Hoekstra's point of view and from my point of view as a sales rep, this is my push. This is exactly what I think our customers need. This is what they want. They want low maintenance. They want low cost. They want high quality. And I think with the C2 and with our with the HDX, with the DD8, I think that's exactly what they get. And it's very nice being able to sit down with a customer and have data that we can provide to them now. It's been, like I said, it's been very eye-opening. And I think they can appreciate us sitting down with them and actually showing them what they can expect. And with other platforms, I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and there's a lot of hidden costs that they're not being advertised. And I think once they start realizing that, I think we're going to start seeing them come back around and be more interested in this product. But for anybody that would be interested in talking about this, I would be willing to sit down and I'd bet lunch on the fact that we could save them some money over other engine platforms. And I can prove that with data.
Great, Brandon. Thank you so much. And thanks, everyone, for being here today. We look forward to the next Thomas Talks podcast. Thank you.